Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVos Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And I have across the table from me in the studio is Dr. Jessica Griffin. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's only taken 6 months to get you down here.
I know.
So she's my neighbor down the hall. And we're here today because we're going to talk about the Urban Development Center. And we need to talk about Soft Skills Institute, too, because so much of it comes together.
Absolutely.
Okay. So lay it on me. What are the two? What are these two entities?
Okay. Well, let me just start with the soft. First of all, saying thank you.
I had to twist your arm, didn't I?
Because it's a little bit nerve-wracking when you have not done something that you're not comfortable with.
Right.
So it's a new thing for me. So I really appreciate you not giving up on me.
And absolutely
not. I'm grateful because it's always a good thing when you can come out and you can share about your businesses, especially when you're a business owner. You want to encourage people to go in business.
Oh, man, you got to tell everybody, don't you? I mean, it from the rooftops.
It's the truth. And now, because of the way the 21st century workplace is, it's not a place where individuals are retiring on jobs 20, 30, 40 years like my parents. I'm sure your parents, you know, they were in their jobs forever. Now people are going to work for themselves right out of college or sometimes
right even out of high school.
Right out of high school. They're not even going to college and they're just doing training, certifications to go forth. But getting back to our companies, we have two. First is the Soft Skills Training Institute of Florida, which I joined actually with John Rigsby, who is my business partner. John had started the Soft Skills Training Institute of Florida and had invited me to come in for as a trainer because I had my own company at the time and it was a smaller company. And so we decided to put our two companies together and to continue the Soft Skills Training Institute of Florida, which is an education and training company. And we focus on workforce, business, and organizational development within urban communities. And the reason why we focus in urban communities is because they are the individuals who kind of are underrepresented, if you will. And in our area of expertise in the Soft Skills Training Institute of Florida are soft skills. And when people think about soft skills, they say, well, what are soft skills? Well, soft skills are interpersonal skills. They're skills like your communication skills, anger management skills,
your attitude.
All of these skills are your soft skills. And now companies are saying that they want individuals that have strong soft skills because what they're finding is, you have a degree, but you can't communicate effectively. You have a degree, but you're not a leader. So leadership, all of conflict resolution, we teach and train and develop curriculum framed around all of these kind of components. Now, that's our for-profit entity. As a result of developing the Soft Skills Training Institute of Florida and working with a lot of companies, they told us, well, why don't you guys have a component of your company that's a nonprofit organization?
Because you got nothing else to do, right?
Right. We're not working hard enough.
Yeah.
So what we decided to do as a result of working, this came as a result of having a contract with Catholic Charities a couple of years ago, back in, well, actually a few years ago, 2011, SSTI, which we refer to as the Soft Skills Training Institute of Florida, SSTI, we decided to partner with Catholic Charities to provide training to nonprofit organizations and churches in urban communities. Why? Because they were operating like mom and pops. So as a result of doing that work with nonprofit organizations, we said, well, how can we talk to nonprofit organizations and not have a nonprofit ourselves?
Right.
So that's when we launched.
You got to drink your own Kool-Aid, don't you?
Exactly. And we did. And it was a great thing. So John and I decided to launch the Urban Development Center, which still, and what we decided to do, we have the for-profit, which is sort of like the brain center, if you will, of our two companies. And so we develop everything on the Soft Skills Training Institute of Florida side of the house, and then we move it over to our nonprofit organization and we manage it so people like groups that cannot afford to pay.
Sure, sure.
You know, they can have organizations that can pay to send their people or to get contracts. For example, we have a contract with the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation that requires us to be a nonprofit organization because they pay for their individuals to attend right. any of our soft skills training. So we have several programs that we offer, and they're so good. For example, we have our workforce development, which is our positive transitions program. Mm-hmm. We have it not just for ex-offenders, offenders, but we also have it for youth.
Yeah.
We also have a positive transitions program for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. We have the Youth First program. We have Ingenious. We have so many programs that we've designed based on research. Right now, Keith, you would not believe that, and this is information that comes out of the Studer Institute
mm-hmm.
here locally in Escambia County, Florida, that tells us and informs us that our children, preschool, VPK,
mm-hmm.
are not prepared for school. So what we've been doing is designing programs that can actually help children get prepared more effectively to start kindergarten. Can you imagine when you started kindergarten, you just knew you were ready?
I figured it out after the first couple hours. That's for sure. Yeah.
Well, now our kids are not ready at all. But you know, the dynamic of the family structure is so different.
It's way different than it was.
It's so different. We just assume that you're going to have a mom, a dad, you know, that's going to be there helping you, you know, teaching you how to communicate, teaching you social skills. Well, this is not what's showing up right now in the school system. So a lot of what we do in both of our programs or both of our companies is just design programs that cater to urban communities, that cater to individuals that need assistance to catapult to the next level.
Right.
So we have a program, for example, that we developed called We Learn Better Together, where we're bringing families back to what we call back to basics,
mm-hmm.
teaching families how to read again to your child.
I mean,
I'm sure you have family, you read
yeah.
to your daughters. I know I read to my daughters.
Yeah, I read. I still read to one. The other one's gotten into the teen days.
So she's
like, that ain't cool no more.
You know,
but
you did that, right? And then not only that, you allowed your daughters to read back to you.
Yeah.
And what does that do? That expands vocabulary, that expands creativity and the mind. You know, I can still remember Dr. Seuss, the places that we will go.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a significant book. A lot of children have not been exposed to Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
So what did we do? Because of, you know, a lot of our kids that we focus on have never seen themselves in positive images. So what we're doing, we're developing cartoons, we're developing coloring books, we're developing flashcards for kids that are a diverse community, showing the diversity, because research is showing now that aesthetics and learning are the amalgamation of the two are so critical.
Right.
So even when I was doing my research and working on my doctorate a few years ago, I discovered how important it is for us to see ourselves, meaning African Americans, Latinos, any group that is a minority in a positive light. You know, a lot of times when you turn on the TV, it's just all these negative.
I stop watching it in the morning. I tell you,
exactly.
I really don't. There's a couple shows and that's it.
Yeah. So what we do, we use that information, Keith. We look at what the University of West Florida, shout out to them.
Yeah,
that's my alma mater. And, you know, just using some of the research that they've done and the statistics that they share and from Studer Institute and from the Urban Institute in D.C. and a lot of the even the Schott Foundation that does an annual report
mm-hmm.
that shows the significance and the devastation of how urban communities are really impacted simply because they don't see themselves in positive light.
Right.
So what we do, we use that as a basis to really develop our material. Another thing that we've shown is that emotional intelligence is another component, which is so critical. We frame everything that we do around emotional intelligence. There are five pillars, and they are self-awareness, internal motivation, empathy, social skills development, and regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have self-regulation. Nobody has control. You go on the street now, you see all the road rage. There's no self-control. I can't tell you how many people. We also have another program with the county, Community Corrections, which is called Pretrial Diversion and Probation.
Right.
We get so many people from road rage.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That have gotten in trouble, never been in trouble, but decided, hey, I'm going to get that guy or I'm going to get that woman. And
right.
literally, they travel behind them and become very aggressive.
Sure.
And then the next thing you know, they're arrested and then losing their job. Because, you know, you can lose your job in some instances, depending on what the job is. We've had several people that worked in government environments and their people say, hey, no more.
Right.
We have to let you go. And these people have been employed with the government 12, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, our all of our programs are framed around these five pillars. Thanks to, I have to give a shout out to the guys that developed this concept, which is John Mayer and Peter Salove. Peter Salove is now the president of Yale University. He also, because, you know, he's the president, so he can do what he wants.
Right, right.
So he has what's called the Center for Emotional Intelligence. So we always see what they're doing. They have something called the RULER, which right now that they're doing in Mass and some of the surrounding areas in elementary school. And what they're finding is the earlier that you expose a child to emotional intelligence, the better off they'll be in terms of social development, in terms of, you know, having self-awareness. And, you know, one of the books, and we're also developing a series called, you know, Look at Me. It's like on based around emotional intelligence. And when you say, look at me, what do you see? Well, I see my eyes. I see my nose. When I look down, I see my toes. You know, kids are just not aware. Some kids don't even know how to speak in complete sentences. Why? Because of this famous mobile phone.
Yeah, because we're all,
you know,
we're abbreviating
and
everything. Yeah.
So now kids are not even speaking in complete sentences. So we bring kids back to what is needed.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, you got to comprehend so you can understand. You've got to communicate effectively. One time I walked into the mall here in Pensacola, Florida, where we're located. And I literally saw kids sitting next to each other in the middle of the mall, and they were talking to each other via the phone. And I'm just like, it was so incredible.
Yeah.
And I walked up to them and I said, are you guys socializing via the phone? And
right.
They laughed.
Well, while sitting next to each other.
Yeah. And they laughed and said, yeah, that's how it is. And I said, no, you need to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Speak to each other because you need to be able to communicate effectively.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of the things that we do, Keith, in our in both of our environments. You know, all of our programs are designed to help people go to the next level, to bring them to a much more awareness of who they are, what they desire to do. Sometimes it's difficult for individuals when they are
They're trying to get a hold of you right now, aren't they?
I know, but sometimes it's difficult for individuals when they are introverted. They don't know how to speak because they feel like when they speak, people are going to laugh at them.
Sure.
So we give them that comfortability that they need. You know, we build self-confidence, self-esteem.
Sure.
These are all areas. If you remember, I'm sure you've had a time in your life where
Friday, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Where you're fearful. Even I am. Like, I was fearful of coming on your show.
Right.
Why? Because it's a territory that I'm not familiar with.
Well, and especially in business, when you're trying to talk to people, you're trying to, whether you're getting investors, whether you're working through a new business plan, or whether you were just trying to get your business to the next level, to come out and to be able to articulate what it is that you want to do.
Yes.
You know, regardless of whether you're educated on it or not, a lot of times that's enough right there to stop people from sharing really good ideas.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because one of the programs that we have called Creative, and John Rigsby, who is my business partner, and
he's
such
a snappy dresser,
too.
He is.
I love it. He really is. I tell him that all the time. You know, he does something really great called Creative. And what Creative is critical thinking. And we don't call it critical thinking.
Sure.
We want it to sound cool so kids and adults don't think that they're actually working.
Right.
But what Creative does, Keith, it allows individuals to come in and present their ideas, to present their thoughts, And then what we help them do is turn those ideas and their thoughts into concepts. Mm-hmm. And then once we turn those thoughts and ideas into concepts, we teach them how they can turn that concept into a business.
Yeah. Very
cool. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And then we help them launch it.
Yeah.
And we help them manage it and monitor it.
We need to get you tied in with the Young Entrepreneur Radio
stuff
that we do.
Yeah, you gave me the young lady's card that manages it. I think they have a business out there in Massachusetts.
I'm not sure if that's where it is, but Terry has GBSI. But But then, you know, Thomas comes in here and does Young Entrepreneur Radio.
Oh, no, I did.
Every third Monday of the month.
Okay.
So we might have to toss some of your people in with some of what he's doing.
Because we do have, for example, a lot of the young people that we get from the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation that are in school. And I want to say that a lot of our people that have disabilities, these are individuals that are 100% functional, functioning individuals. They are just individuals that live with disabilities. And I don't know if people know this in our community in Escambia County, Florida, or across the country, but in our county, about 22% or 23% of the individuals that live in our county are individuals that live with disabilities.
Right.
And that is a huge
Which doesn't
population.
Necessarily mean a physical disability, right?
Right. I mean, it could be physical or mental.
Right.
But either way, they don't impact them from where they can't work 100% in a work environment. Another part of that program is that they have to be employable. So what we do is a pre-placement training, which we teach them the soft skills to get them workforce ready and prepared. And then we put them to work. Mm-hmm. You know, we have relationships with several organizations and companies across Escambia County and Santa Rosa. And we build these relationships because, you know, it's all about relationship building.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we pick up the phone and we say, hey, we have this individual that's looking for work. And we do accompany our people to their interview only because we want them to feel comfortable. We have a lot of our clients that are young, that are youth, that are in school, and they just are not comfortable to interview by themselves.
Yeah.
So even though we take them through a mock interview, we let them dress for success.
Sure.
And we bring them in, we do the mock interview, and we like to sometimes, if they've never done it and they're really fearful and we see where they need brushing up, what we'll do is record them so they can see themselves.
Very good.
And then that way they can practice in the mirror. I mean, the mirror can be your best friend.
Or your worst enemy.
Or your worst enemy, right?
That's for sure,
you
know,
but at least you'll see your flaws.
Yeah.
And you can write them down and you can develop these techniques that we always recommend to help you be your best.
What are you finding is the largest gap in the soft skills world? What do you see is the most, I think, common or biggest gap between
listening?
Really?
Yeah.
Listening
is the number one skill, but we use it the least.
Yeah. Two ears and one mouth,
yeah.
Right?
And the next one is speaking. Speaking is another one, the communication.
Sure.
You know, we use it next, but we don't do it effectively. And I'm going to tell you why, because we don't listen. You know, a lot of us don't want you to talk. We want to say, we just have this urge in us.
Yeah.
We got to say it. And because of that, our listening techniques and strategies and skills are just not developed.
Yeah. It's like you listen while you're planning your response as opposed to listening and actually hearing what somebody has to say.
And that is the recipe for a poor listener. I just finished training right before I came to interview with you. And I was sharing with the two people that I had training with this morning how critical it is for us to always listen, because listening is so key. Also, listening allows, like, you and I have eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now in some countries, it is not proper to look each other in the face, but that's the reason why we have to do our research to find out, okay, is the person I'm interviewing with, is it proper to look at the person in the face?
Mm-hmm.
Because employers look at that as a weakness.
Sure.
But now we have to be more expanded because our workforce is more diverse.
Right, right.
So you're going to interview people that may not look at you in the face, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that person is not competent or that they're lying. Because before, when you didn't look a person in the face, people said, hey,
you
they're
being
not
truthful.
Right. But
right.
That's not the case. We need to know about culturalization. And that is so critical when we're interviewing people, you know, whether we're an employer or an employee,
right,
you got to do your research. You need to know the culture of the place that you're going to work or the people that are going to be interviewing you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody wants to find out some information and how to get in touch with y'all and some of the programs you have, where can we send them?
Yes, please. We have several websites, but if you go to www.sstiflorida.com, that is our for-profit entity. They can find all of our programs and all of our information. You can send an info@sstiflorida.com and it will come directly to our people.
Mm-hmm.
That takes on our information that comes from the website, and they send it to us and let us know what those
sure.
questions are and information that's requested. You can also go to www.theudc.org, which is our Urban Development Center Incorporated, which is our nonprofit. You can send an info@theudc.org, and it will come to our people and
yeah.
they'll get it to us. Or you can send it to me directly. Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, @sstiflorida.com or Jessica@theudc.org. And I would love to hear from you if you have comments or questions that you may have, or you want me to come out and speak to your group about the Soft Skills Training Institute of Florida or the Urban Development Center or about soft skills, period. I would love to do so.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and hanging out with me.
Absolutely.
Finally.
Thank you. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect, but I feel good about it. And thank you so much.
Well, you
for
did a great job.
To... Thank
so,
you. I
and you guys do
that.
Some really cool and impressive work. And,
thank
and
you,
I,
Keith.
I get the benefit of watching you because I'm down the hall, but
yes, you,
the two of you are very busy all day long.
Yes.
So
are.
You're making an impact.
And, thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't stop believing, as Journey
I
would
won't.
Say.
Thank you. I won't. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So you guys can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, Doctor, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.